Is everybody happy? Everybody, if you're happy, I want you to say real loud with me, that's a big 10-4. All right. The big 10-4. Anybody know what that means when somebody says 10-4? You know. Okay. Means what? I don't know. All I know is when I was younger, several years ago, everybody had a CB radio. I had several CB radios. I had CB radios at the house, CB radios in every car, and I was always looking for more power for my CB radios. I learned how to make the CB radio bounce off of something out there in space and land on the other side of the world a few times, talk to people in various places. But always we'd end our conversation with something like 10-4. Yeah, over 10-4, over and out. That's a big 10-4. That's a big 10-4. Sometimes riding down the highway, I say, watch out for that smoke in the bushes. And they'd say, 10-4, 10-4. And you know what I'm talking about. Some of you younger people probably didn't enjoy all those wonderful days, but we had good times with those CB radios. But 10-4 something, I never did ask till today, what does that mean? I've never thought about it. All I did was, back in those days, said it thousands of times, you know. I was the music man. My daddy was Old Shep. My sister Joy was, I believe it was Joy or Brenda. Maybe it was Brenda, was Dill Pickle. And Dill Pickle. My sister was Dill Pickle. How do you say that in sign language? They understand me better than do you. Yeah, that's right. And let's see who all we had. We had Dill Pickle. My mother was the Pigeon. And we had a lot of funny names. But all of our conversations usually would end with 10-4. And that's my subject today. That's a big 10-4. And I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Amen. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit like I did so you'd remember this scripture, because this is a big 10-4. I want you to read aloud with me, if you will, real loud. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Are you ready? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let's do it again. Is that a big 10-4? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You may be seated. I've looked at this scripture many times through the years, and I've heard it taught on in several different ways. I've heard it preached on. In fact, I've preached it in a different way than I want to talk about it today, and it was good that way too, but this is good too. Today is good. I don't want to say it's good. And when I get through, I want you to remember that's a big 10-4. So that you'll remember when you say that's a big 10-4, I want you to put this in your skull today. Every time you think of 10-4, I want you to think of, from now on, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. These are Jesus' name, Holy Ghost-filled people. And so he's writing to the church, our brothers and sisters, who are no longer upon the face of the earth, but they believed what we believe. And the reason we believe what we believe is because we heard what they heard. And we understand what they understood. We got a hold of the same gospel that was preached to the church at Corinth. And now we're receiving the same teaching that was taught by the Apostle Paul to the church that believes the truth. Amen. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. Amen. So this 2 Corinthians 10:4 says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Paul, just before the fourth verse, he wrote these words. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in present am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now what this whole chapter is about, Paul is teaching a lesson here. I've never heard anybody teach on it like this before, but I got it straight from the book, and I got it straight from Paul, and I'm just going to teach it like he taught it. He's just saying, look, I'm not really concerned that much about what people think, what people say, or what they're going to do. And so I'm not going to deal with a lot of issues in your life. If you want to rise up and you have a bad attitude, you got a problem, you're dealing with something, you can't live right, you're just having all kinds of this going wrong in your flesh, I'm going to where I can make a difference. I'm not going to fuss with you because you don't like what I do. And so I'm just going to walk meekly before you because my fight is not with you. My fight is what's against you that I'm going to bring down. Hallelujah. And you can get jealous. You can get mad. You can pout. You can not agree with what I'm saying. So I'm just going to be nice when I'm among you, and you're just going to think I'm so weak and I'm just not doing that much. But when I'm away from you, I'm going to write, and you're going to think I'm mighty tough. But I hope I won't seem so tough that you will think that I'm coming against you in the flesh, because what I'm doing is going to bat for you in a war that a lot of you carnal-minded people don't know anything about. This is a spiritual warfare. We don't have time to fuss over our little idiosyncrasies and our differences of opinion. We don't have time to get involved in, I don't think you should have done that. Oh, who cares what you think? Look, we're fighting a greater battle than what you think or what I think or what they did or what somebody feels like. I don't think we got time to fuss and argue with anybody about anything when we got the Holy Ghost. All we need to do is go somewhere and find our boldness in Christ and bring down some enemies that are trying to destroy somebody through the carnal nature of their flesh. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. I like this 10-4 stuff. Because every time I say it today, I'm thinking about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've had people just get mad at me through the years. And I used to try to justify till I learned better. Justify my actions. Or try to explain back why they shouldn't feel like they feel. I'm going to tell you, I learned years ago, you can't really win any arguments. Because every time you say something, when somebody's in an argumentative, mindset or in that mood to try to prove a point to you, every time you say something, it's just like trying to put a fire out with gasoline. It's a big 10-4. But I have learned. I hope that's check. No. Okay. I have learned. I'll talk about that in a minute. That arguments can be settled without arguments. Praise God. And fights can be won without fighting. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? And debates can be won without debating. And hurt feelings can be healed without you trying to go out of your way to try to make somebody feel better. Jealous spirits can be dealt with without you trying to prove anything to somebody who may be jealous. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. Because when you say that's a big 10-4, you're saying, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You're just saying, you're right, Brother Rutledge, that's the truth, because the Bible says our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And they pull down the strongholds. They pull down the wickedness. They pull down the imaginations that are put there by spirits that are against you. Amen. Casting down imaginations. Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when you obey God, then you can deal with disobedience. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. I have dealt with people who wanted to argue with me about this and argue with me about that, and all I knew to tell them about was Jesus. They don't want to hear, but that's the answer. That's the answer to everything in life that goes wrong. I don't care what goes wrong. I don't care how bad it seems, how serious the issue. All we need to do is get closer to Jesus. That's mighty bold to some people to hear that, because they don't want to hear about Jesus. Jesus is powerful. Jesus is strong. Jesus is mighty. Jesus is able. Jesus is always able to take care of the situation. The best thing we can talk about when there's a difference is Jesus. Everybody say, that's a big 10-4. Today I like that better than amen. Because it reminds me of the scripture that says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Mighty. We got mighty weapons. They're mighty through God. Not through my knowledge that I'm right and they're wrong. Not through my education that they didn't get. All so many people are trying to compare themselves among themselves. You ever been around a person who wants to prove a point? Amen. Do you look on things after the outward appearance, if any man trust to himself that he is Christ? In other words, that if you trust to yourself that you belong to Christ, that you belong to Jesus, let that person think this again, that you do belong to Jesus, just like we do. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. And this is what the people say about Paul. Let such a one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, those letters that you think of as being tough and hard and strong. Such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will be also indeed when we are present. In other words, the strong words, the boldness that you see in what I am writing to you, what you see in words, you're going to find us doing in deeds. Not necessarily in arguments, not necessarily trying to entice you with our eloquent speech, not necessarily with trying to prove to you how well we can prove the point. Now, what we're doing that you see is boldness in letter and strength. When we're not present with you, when we're present, our talk hopefully will not be strong talk. It won't be bold talk. It won't be argumentative talk. It won't be debating talk. But we will be doing something. We're going to be doing something. We're going to be doing what we wrote about. Hallelujah. It doesn't take a whole lot of pounding on the pulpit. It doesn't take a whole lot of shouting. It doesn't take a whole lot of running and trying to make somebody see this thing. Hallelujah. We can just be nice to one another. Because praise God, that's right. Because you don't have to beat somebody up in order to get God to take care of the problem. Hallelujah. I just like to say to the person that's all puffed up and bent out of shape, do you know Jesus? Because that seems so meek. That seems so lowly. That seems so humble. To some, it just seems like, oh my, that person just don't have anything to talk about except Jesus. That's right. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. Why? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The only thing that's got you in a bad mood is something's got a stronghold on you, and it ain't Jesus. That's why we need to talk about Jesus. That's why we need to talk about the one that has all power in heaven and in earth. Praise God, because if you're being held by something that has a stronghold on you that's causing you to whimper and snot and murmur and complain and just be all bent out of shape about something going on with your neighbor that's in the church or maybe your neighbor next door, or you want to just eat the preacher for breakfast, dinner, and supper and you don't know what to do, and you just can't get enough of that eating the preacher up. All I know to say to you is you just need to pray to Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Just get close to Jesus. I'm going to tell you, if everybody gets close to Jesus, there won't be any more of this murmuring going on. And I'm not saying we got any going on here, but there is a lot of murmuring going on around the world. There are a lot of people claiming to be Christians who can't keep their mouths shut. All they do is just spat off about this and spat off about that and talk about how bad they are and how bad that is and how awful that is. And that group over there in this group, look, we're supposed to love everybody. Love everybody. Be kind, be gentle, love everybody. You're not going to prove anything to anybody by being mean to them, by trying to get even with them, by trying to get back to them and get back at them. But you can give them Jesus. And that'll just mess up their whole game, you know. It'll just tear up everything they planned. Because they don't want to hear about this Jesus. Especially when they're in a bad mood. It's like a... Let's don't talk about Jesus right now. Let's fight. You know, let's rumble. You know about Jesus? Yeah, I go to church. You know I know about Jesus. I've been going to church for 85 years or less. Well, if you know about Jesus, then you ought to know He's the answer. That's a big 10-4. Praise God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Paul said, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves above, beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. I tell you what, if I want to look good to you, all I need to do is help you to get a little bit more faith, and I'm going to look better. Hallelujah! If I want to prove my point, I just need to find some way to get across to you that Jesus loves you, that Jesus cares about you, that Jesus is your answer, that Jesus is going to make a way when you can't figure out what to do, that Jesus loves you even when you hate me. Hallelujah! Let's just talk about Jesus, and that'll settle the problem. Praise His name. Everybody praise His name. I'm not in any fight with anybody. This is a lesson that needs to be learned. Because I'm listening to everybody talk around me. It seems like the whole world, everybody but me, is mad at somebody. I'm not talking about in the church here. But I can't hardly call anybody without them telling me something bad about somebody else. Because I call people all over the world. And I hear things like, do you know what so-and-so did? Or have you heard the latest? And sometimes it gets kind of close to home. Are you aware that somebody really has hurt feelings about what you said on the internet? Well, you know, sometimes I can be pretty bold when I'm on the other side of the world, can't I? Sitting with a little mouse in my hand looking at that computer screen, I can be bold. Let me tell you something. We can just get together. I try not to be so bold with my words. I'm just going to be nice. But what I'm saying here is what I'm going to be doing there. I'm going to be giving you Jesus. He's the strength of my life. He's the answer to our problems. He is everything we need when we don't know what to do with ourselves. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to Him. Praise His name. And shout with a voice of triumph, that's a big 10-4. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah. They're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. It's better to bring those thoughts into captivity than to get you down and make you say, I give up. Oh, I got in a fight, got in a lot of fights when I was young. I used to cause a lot of fights. I don't know what was wrong with me. I don't know what possessed me. I've got a flat part of my hand here where it should be sticking out, because I was just standing on the playground at school one day, and there was a tough guy there. Everybody knew he was mean, always picking a fight with people, and I was just standing there looking at him. Something possessed me. It wasn't Jesus. He didn't do anything to me. I doubled up my fist and just hit him real hard, right upside the head, and broke my knuckle. I didn't know people had such a hard spot on the side of their head. That bone right there, man, that thing's hard. I hit that part of his skull with my fist and broke my hand. Now, from that point on, I was only concerned about how I hurt, how my hand hurt, but he didn't care. He started beating me, and he made me hurt all over. I said, please, I'm hurt. He said, oh, well, you're going to be hurt in a minute. When I get through, you're going to be hurt and mad. Please don't hurt. He said, well, you started. I know it, but I'm sorry. Please, I need to go to the hospital. And he just kept on hitting me. I see people do that in churches sometimes. They start a fight for no reason. You're just standing there. You think everything's all right, and suddenly it's with words a lot of times. They just say something that shouldn't have been said. And it's like somebody just took their fist and just hit you right in the face. I had a friend who used to call me years ago. Brother Rutledge, guess what? Guess what I heard? Now, this is juicy, he'd say. This is juicy. And he'd talk about another preacher that got in trouble. Something went wrong. And he would laugh about it. And he'd say, I think I'm the first one that knows. He couldn't wait to tell somebody what terrible thing another person did that caused pain. Amen. That's not the way to solve problems. Hey, look, if somebody goofs up, they need Jesus. And those that find out about it, they need Jesus too. Because when we all turn to Jesus, Jesus can make the crooked places straight. Jesus can bind up the broken heart. Jesus can make new all things. Jesus can do what nobody else can do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Everybody say, that's a big 10-4. So what does that say? Well, the weapons of a warfare are not what? But mighty through Christ, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So Paul said, we're not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, not having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. But he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. In other words, you're approved if the Lord's doing this. Hallelujah. If you say, I'm all right, it's only because the Lord made you all right. Praise God. If it sounds like you're boasting and you're just saying, thank you, Jesus, everything's going to be all right. I got this problem solved in my life. That's good because the Lord gave that to you. That's not you just trying to win some point or trying to make somebody believe you. That's just giving glory to God. Hey, look. You know why I came out of this mess I was in smelling so good? It's because I love Jesus. Now that's good kind of boasting. Praise God, I'm boasting in the Lord. Let me tell you why things are going better for me. While it might seem to be falling apart for some of my friends, it's because I keep talking about this. It's Jesus that we need. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the evening. Jesus all the time. And if I seem to be boasting somewhat, it's because I'm calling on Jesus and everything's working out good for me. Amen, that's right. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. And you want to know why it's not working out so well for you? Let me tell you about Jesus. Well, when you start talking about Jesus, somebody that's mad and upset, they have to go. There's people that ought to be here today that can't live right. Why? Because they don't want to live right. If you knew Jesus like some of us know Jesus, and I'm not trying to compare one to another, but if you knew Jesus like some of us know Jesus, you wouldn't have a problem with drinking or dope anymore. And you wouldn't have problems showing up at church. Ever. And when you get up and say, I'm going to be serving God from now on, it would be true next week and the week after that. Praise God, that's a big 10-4. Why do you think some of us show up and others just pass through? Not comparing ourselves among ourselves, I'm just giving glory to God. Some of us learn something about that name of Jesus. I'm comparing God with God, Christ with Christ, the Word of God with the Word of God, the ability to recover with that which makes us to be able to recover. I'm comparing Jesus with Jesus. Praise God! And all I got to say to the losers is you can be a winner too if you do what it takes, and that's grab a hold of Jesus. Grab a hold of Jesus. Grab a hold of Jesus. Instead of running from Jesus, come to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Instead of fighting against the church, fall in love with Jesus and fight for the church. Hallelujah. Instead of coming against your preacher, call on the name of Jesus and hold the hands up of your preacher and pray for him that he'll be able to do better next time. Instead of coming against your neighbor and fussing and fighting and fuming, pray for your neighbor and walk humbly before your neighbor and love your neighbor. Everybody say that's a big 10-4. Because what are you doing when you love one another? You are pulling down strongholds of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. And you're not doing it through carnal weapons, but you're doing it through the mighty weapons that are in Christ. You're doing it through the name of Jesus. I'm preaching a good preaching message today. Woo, this is count meeting stuff. Everybody get on your feet and pretend you're a count meeting, because I'm a count meeting preacher right now. Hallelujah. And if you don't shout, it's all right, because I'm going to give you Jesus. If you don't like this, it's okay. You just need Jesus. Shout and wave your hands and praise the Lord. Speak in tongues. Get a renewing of your Holy Ghost. Unless you're so mad you can't do it, or so impatient to get out of here that you can't worship. Hallelujah. You just need Jesus. This church needs Jesus. This congregation needs more Jesus. Every family here needs Jesus. My answer for you is not another good message. My answer is not another good song. Our answer is not internet ministry. Our answer is not on TV. The answer is Jesus. Jesus for everybody in the world. Jesus for every person in this place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus is the success that we're looking for. Hallelujah! You get Jesus just right in your life, everything else will be okay. It'll work out. You'll have a testimony. Praise God. Some will think you're boasting when you get on TV and say, I was able to buy this and I was able to do that. And they're going to say, listen to that man brag. But you got a right to give glory to God, for God supplied your need when you were up against it. You didn't know what to do while your neighbors were grumbling about the economy and while people were killing one another and killing their own families and families fighting amongst themselves. You were down on your knees praying and God supplied your need according to His riches and glory. Hallelujah. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Mighty. Mighty through God. Hallelujah. Clap and praise. Clap and praise. Praise. Praise God, not me. Praise. Praise the God that loves you. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just saying what Paul said. I'm teaching what Paul taught. I'm talking the Word of God today. This is your answer when you don't know what to do about situations. This is your answer when you don't know how to win your argument. This is your answer when your family's not getting along. This is your answer when your husband does wrong. This is your answer when your wife does wrong. This is your answer when your kids are rebellious. This is your answer when nothing seems to be going right. It's the same answer that you needed before. His name is Jesus. Praise Him with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, he didn't just finish there. He said, "Would to God you could bear with me a little of my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealous, where I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. For he that cometh preaching another, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted." Be seated for just a minute. If you receive another Jesus, another gospel, another kind of preaching, you might bear with that one. It gives you something that's different, something new, something that makes you have goosebumps. But I'm here to preach the same Jesus that I preached before. The one you received that gave you a big blessing back when. The one that established those testimonies when you would get up in the church and say, "I just thank God," with those tears in your eyes saying, "You know He's been so good to me." So if somebody's coming with another answer, let him be accursed, because this is the same answer today as it was back then. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be beguiled by some cool-looking dude with some smooth words that are not the same ones that got you saved. Praise God. Don't receive another gospel. Hallelujah. "Though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge," he said, "I suppose I was not a whit behind the chiefest apostles, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense and abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely." What a message. Everybody say, that's a big 10-4. "I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service." Now he's talking to a church that was full of problems here. If you read all about this church at Corinth, they were having a mess of problems. And he's trying to let them know the answer is still Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. "And when I was present with you and wanted," in other words, when I was there with you and I was a broke preacher, I was having a tough time myself, I didn't make you bail me out. I didn't beg you for money. I was chargeable to no man for that which was lacking in me. The brethren came from Macedonia and supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being a burden to you. I didn't ask you to build me a new home. I didn't ask you to buy me a Cadillac. Hallelujah. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting, because this is something I'm doing in Christ. Hallelujah. "What I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found, even as we." In other words, I just want everybody that's having a mess in their life to get straightened out. The same thing that helped me is going to help you. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think of me as a fool. Don't let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer as fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak concerning reproach as though we had been weak. In other words, I'm acting like I'm weak, you know, we're talking now. Howbeit, worse insoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I'm bold also. Hallelujah. The bottom line of all this is he's giving them a big 10-4. Every word he's saying here is just to try to let them know some things. But he's going to kind of get down on a flesh level here for a moment. So he's just saying, kind of bear with me. I want to get down to your level so you can hear me. I'm going to talk flesh to flesh for a moment. Not that he's going to win any arguments, but he just wants to know I can talk too. I'm a human too. If you got to hear it, okay, let me just boast a little bit for you. But this isn't the bottom line of where I'm going. Okay, so these folks are Hebrew? Well, so am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. So he didn't have to tell them this. But he just wanted to be kind of a little, you know, let them see what a fool they are. So he's going to act the fool with them for a moment. You know, not that he has to prove it, but hey, they want to hear. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They want to hear, show us your credentials. Where did you study? Where do you come from? Who makes you a man? Why do they call you an apostle? You're number 13. Where are you coming from, all this apostle stuff? And you never hear. You're always off of some jail somewhere. Ain't no telling what these people talked about and made up when he would get arrested. Praise God. Then he'd send them a strong letter and say, you folks straighten up. Straighten up. I'm going to tell you something, because you're going to go to hell if you don't. You're going to be lost. You're messing with each other's wife and each other's kids, and you're goofing up all over the place. And I'm going to tell you, when I get there, I'm going to tear you up. And then he walks in and says, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm going to give you Jesus today. And they're all pulling each other's hair out and mad at each other, and they don't know what to say because they're scared of Paul. He was that man who used to kill those Christians after all, you know. I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder what he's going to do. Okay, you got to hear something that you can hear right now. Okay, let me just tell you who I am then. Okay, you got all these people you're crazy about because they're Hebrew. Well, so am I. They're Israelites. Well, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? Well, I am too. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool now, of course, you understand. Well, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. This doesn't even sound like Paul. He's telling them, I've been beat up, I've been stoned, I've been hurt, and hey, I got a good name too. Of the Jews, 5 times received out 40 stripes, save one, and I'm a Jew. 3 times I was beaten with rods and was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. I mean, you won't tell me your troubles? Let me tell you about mine. And they talk about it. Sister Lucy lied on me. He said, well, I got shipwrecked 3 times, so you don't talk about trouble? His wife winked at my wife. Well, I got left for dead a couple of times. You don't talk about trouble? What good is it going to do is talk about all this stuff? But if you got to hear it, let me just act foolish with you for a minute. I was stoned 3 times, suffered shipwreck a night and a day. I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of heathen, in perils in the city. In other words, all these rascals were coming after me. In perils in the wilderness. Everywhere I went, they were out to get me. In perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watchings often. Now, I'm being foolish, you understand, but this is the way you're talking, and I guess this is all you can hear, but I'm coming back to Jesus. Hold on. In watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. There were times I didn't even have anything to wear. Besides those things that are without, which cometh upon me daily, the care of all churches. You think you got problems going to church 3 or 4 times a week? I have to look after all these churches 24 hours a day from prison. You think you got problems? Who's weak? And I'm not weak. Who's offended? And I burn not. You think you got a right to be offended? Well, how about me? Now what he's doing is talking like them. He's trying to show them what a wimp they are. He's not trying to say, I'm weak and I'm no good just like you're no good. He's just trying to open up their eyes and let them see what a baby they're sounding like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is weak? Well, am I not weak? Who's offended? You don't think I'm offended? Been shipwrecked. Everywhere I go, I'm in peril. People try to kill me. They run me out of town, lock me up in prison, falsely accuse me. Even my own brethren falsely accuse me. You think you got problems? If I must needs glory, I'll glory the things which concern my infirmities. In other words, hey, if I want to talk good, I can't think of nothing better to talk about than how good it is to suffer when you're giving it all to Jesus. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I don't lie. I'm not lying. In Damascus, the governor, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison and desiring to apprehend me. And I had to escape in a basket as some people let me down by a wall. Barely got out of his hands. That basket saved my life. That's the way you folks talk. Now, it's not expedient for me to talk about this thing, but I will if you want me to. And I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord. But I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I can't tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one was caught up in the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I just don't know. If I knew him, I don't know. I don't know if I was dreaming or if it was real or if this was somewhere out there in the wilderness or if it was in church. I can't really recall. I just know I knew him. He was caught up. He was caught up into paradise, and he heard unspeakable words. And it's not lawful for a man to even utter these words that he heard. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. So I talked about with you the things that went wrong with me, but I'm going to glory, amen, instead of complain. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. In other words, I don't want to bring glory to myself because I suffered. I didn't earn anything for me by going through shipwreck, stoning. So I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be or heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, a lot of folks debating over what is that thorn. I wonder what was Paul's thorn in the flesh. Paul's very plain on what it was. I just gave you a whole chapter, and I'm into another chapter. In fact, I'm 2 chapters later. Praise God. Explaining to you that the thorn is the flesh. Praise God. And that is the messenger that Satan uses to cause all this confusion going on. And there's no reason to try to fight flesh with flesh. Is that a big 10-4? Because the weapons of our warfare are not flesh. They're not carnal. But they're spiritual. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And casting down those evil imaginations. Hallelujah. So, there is this thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches, in necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. In other words, I'm going to give you Jesus right now. I told you all this stuff just to tell you again. Jesus is the answer. In your weakest moment, in your darkest night, in your sincerely worst trial you've ever been in, praise God anyhow. Everybody stand again. When you're weak, you're strong if you look to the Lord Jesus. Let the weak say, I am strong. Rejoice in the Lord. When you get in trouble, thank the Lord during that time. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Why? You mean I'm lying here with a nail in my foot and my neighbor's dog bit my ear off and I need to thank the Lord? You sure do. He could have bit your head off. Hallelujah. Give thanks in all things. Just had a car wreck, towed my car out, and broke my finger. Well, thank the Lord that you're still alive to talk about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Him, everybody. Praise Him, everybody. So when you get in trouble, when you have these thoughts in your mind, when you want to get mad at somebody, get even with somebody, I want everybody to know the answer real loud and clear. I want you to say it with me. That's a big
sin.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Let's gather around. Let's fill this little area and just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's call on His name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our trust.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
He's mighty.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Oh, He's mighty, He's mighty.
Oh, what a mighty God
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Let's sing it again.
What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Jesus is the God we serve.
Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him.
Jesus is the God.
We say Jesus. We're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. It's a big 10-4. All these people bickering and fighting over the Godhead and how you're supposed to be baptized, if everybody would just look to Jesus for an answer, we all get it right. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God. One more time, everybody. Oh, what a mighty God. One more thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My daughter, years ago, had run away from home here in this area when I first came up here. Had a man go into the church. It was supposedly there to assist me, a young man. And I had been up all night looking for my daughter on a Saturday night. She'd been gone for 3 days. And I'd been up all night. Hadn't had any sleep for a couple of nights, just worried about my daughter. And along about 9 o'clock, my assistant called me. And he said, I don't think I'm going to make it to church today. I said, well, I am. He said, well, my baby's got a runny nose. I said, you want to talk about babies' problems? Let me tell you something. I've been up 3 nights in a row, no sleep. I got a splitting headache, hadn't had nothing to eat. My tears been flowing, my eyes are bloodshot, and I can't think straight. But I think it's important to go to the house of God. You know what he said? I think we need to talk. So I said, these were my words on that phone. I said, when we do, we're going to talk about Jesus. And again, he said, we need to talk. And I said, when we do, we're going to talk about Jesus. He didn't show up for church. And I went to church, talked about Jesus without him there. Praise God. Wasn't long after that, he left this area. Got in trouble. Went to prison. His wife left him. Praise God. And I'm not giving praise to God because that happened to him. But I promise you, if that man had let his wife stay home with that child, the child was sick, and tried to make an effort to go to church anyhow, not because I was better than him or that I suffered more than him, but for the same reason I wanted to be there, he needed to want to be there too. I wanted to get to the house of the Lord to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. I promise you, he could have avoided a whole lot of pain while I was having a whole lot of victory. It's always better to hold on to Jesus rather than your stubbornness. God bless you.
Amen. That's right. It's a big 10-4. Amen. God bless you today. Let the Word of God, as it's written in Colossians, dwell in you richly. And admonish and encourage yourself in those word from the Lord. And sing in grace with your hearts to the Lord. God bless you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.